at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just give her a lot of clarity and help her discern, really cut through like a knife all of the lies and deceptions of Satan, and see the truth of who you truly are and who your son truly is, so that she can obey you and stay safe, and for her salvation and safekeeping, and the salvation and safekeeping of those that she is fighting for. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. You understand persecution much better from, if you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life, okay? Now, we're going through these scriptures, okay, because just to recap, so that you can understand just biblically, okay, the difference basically between the Antichrist and Christ, okay? Now, ultimately, this is why I keep praying for anybody that's listening to be filled with the Holy Spirit, ultimately it's the Holy Ghost, okay? Because you can know everything and know your Bible and everything and all that types of stuff, but it's the Holy Spirit that's going to make you go, you know, that like red light that you get inside of your heart when something's wrong. It's Him, okay? So you really need to lean and depend upon Him, but He'll use the scriptures, okay? That's how it works, to explain things to you. Because I'm going to go through Revelation chapter 16, this verse where it talks about God's wrath. Now, this is, again, just to help with, it's to help just cut through all of the deceptions that God's, you know, He is love and He is mercy, but He's also wrath. And you need to know that. That's why there's a hell, okay? So let's start at Revelation chapter 16, starting at verse 1. It says, "And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of God's wrath upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial on the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul in the sea, every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name which hath power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed on their tongues for pain." Now, these verses are about, about the Father's wrath being poured out, okay, in the book of Revelation. But what I'm trying to, illustrate with these scriptures and is that, you have the Father's wrath, okay, but then Christ, as you're going to see in these next couple of verses, reveals the Father's wrath also. They're one, okay, and that's, again, big difference between Christ and the Antichrist, okay, is that he's coming back. Jesus Christ is coming back with eyes of flame of fire, okay? And the Antichrist, again, he's going to be Mr. Nicey-Nicey. Everybody's going to like him. He's going to be, you know, Mr. World Peace and this and that. And it's not going to come that way. The world peace is going to come when Christ rules the reign, rules the nations with the rod of iron, doesn't let anybody sin. That's how you have peace, is when everybody obeys God. And he's going to make it happen by force. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she really humbles her heart and understands that these things are really high. And very just spiritually, just something that she needs your Holy Spirit to understand. And she asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things, and then reads her Bible from cover to cover, her KJV Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, reads it again. I ask all these questions in Jesus' name. Amen.